You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Wire.
This process has made some of the fascists come out of the woodwork.
The Wire.
No, my hoki, my anō. Welcome back to The Wire on 95BFM. Once again, if you have any thoughts on any of these pieces, text us on 5395 or call us on 09309-3879. Just yesterday, Workplace Minister Brooke Van Velden announced a series of radical changes to New Zealand's pay equity legislation. The changes would increase the pay equity claims of gender discrimination from 60 to 70% and adjust the comparators to make sure claims met standards that Brooke Van Velden has described as genuine and sustainable for employers. This would call all 33 current pending claims representing thousands of workers in the care industry and health sector to be dropped simultaneously. Subsequently, a number of unions and women's groups have condemned the government's changes and have vowed to protest outside Parliament in opposition to them. I spoke to Rachel McIntosh, Assistant National Secretary for Air 2 Union, to discuss Brooke Van Velden's changes to pay equity legislation and how they will impact women workers. Okay, so to begin, can you tell us about how the government's recent changes to the pay equity process will impact women workers?
Basically, it takes us back 50 years, pretty much. It sends a signal to women workers that work that they do is not valued. It immediately takes away the right to continue and complete a process for pay equity for several thousand workers, including 65,000 care and support workers. I just can't even describe. It's so far-reaching.
So how many pending pay equity claims are going to be affected by these changes?
There are 33 current claims that are going to be affected by it.
And how severe are gender pay disparities in Aotearoa at the moment?
It really varies. So for care and support workers, it's up to 30% is pretty much what was established. And that was established by using evidence and by actually looking at women's work differently from how it has been historically. So historically, the kind of skills and responsibilities and, skills and responsibilities and difficulty of women's work has been grossly underestimated. And so the pay equity process recognises that skills that have been unrecognised need to be recognised, and that work that is different can still be of equal value if you don't have a sexist view of what is valuable.
Brooke Van Velden has said that claims under previous pay equity laws were too broad and unable to provide evidence of genuine sex-based discrimination. How would you respond to that?
That's just plain wrong. And it's based on a quite deep misunderstanding of what we mean by the value of work, and that work can be different but equally valued. So what she said in her press conference yesterday is that you can't look at male-dominated work in a different industry, whereas that's exactly how pay equity works. So that, for example, a care worker, you can compare that to a prison guard, a fisheries officer. They are quite different work, but the level of complexity, the level of responsibility, and the importance of the outcomes of that work, they're actually quite comparable, even though the work is different. This is something that she is completely wiping. So essentially, she's destroying the entire process and the entire point of valuing female-dominated work. We just know that it's been undervalued. It was completely accepted. It was accepted by the National Party only 5 years ago, the last time the law was amended. The National Party stood up proudly and said that they recognised the undervaluation and they stood by it, and now they are supporting this outrageous change.
Brooke Van Velden has also cited the $1.78 billion in costs to the Crown in negotiating these settlements. Is this a valid reason to roll back pay equity laws?
I mean, it's not. Pay equity is about justice. It's not about affordability. You can't say it's okay to undervalue somebody because it might be expensive. It's just morally bankrupt. And we also know that when you increase people's wages, the whole economy improves. So it's not even a good economic argument.
Do you think that the government has an ulterior motive for rolling back pay equity claims and laws?
Yeah, I don't like to speculate against motives, but the signal is really strong that women's work is not important, that saving money in order to funnel it to the wealthy is more important than justice and equity and valuing the work that women have been doing for decades and centuries that has real value and has been underpaid for it since time immemorial.
And how does Etu plan to challenge these changes by the government?
We will stand up and have our voices heard. We have members doing care work who will tell their stories. We want to extract the biggest political price from this government, and we want to get rid of them. This is just an outrageous thing that they have done, and it really shows that they are not governing for all New Zealanders, that they need to be got rid of so that we can return to a reasonable process for recognising and fixing pay inequity.
All right, Rachel, that's about everything from me, but is there anything else you'd like to add before you finish off?
Just basically that this is an attack on women. It's done for cynical economic reasons that don't even make sense in themselves because it's based on austerity, and austerity doesn't work. It just makes everybody poorer, and it's outrageous.
And that was Rachel McIntosh, Assistant National Secretary for Etu Union, talking to us about Brooke Van Velden's changes to pay equity claims.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.